this city, and I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
No, nobody's left. I will take the couch. Thank you very much.
Well, people, with a recap, I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And I am Wayne. And all the shit we just talked about is less painful than this fucking episode.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you, man. I remember
Harvey Dent. I'll say that and end it there. We're done.
Man, fuck Harvey Dent. Say that right now.
You know that Dark Knight? I believe in Harvey Dent. Well, I fucking well done after this shit.
So what is with these episodes that have the title character as the title?
I don't think of anything.
Yes, Midnight of the Future. Barely in like 15 minutes of the damn show.
Yeah, well, how long was he in it for, Cody? About what, 10 minutes maybe?
If not even that.
10 minutes
yeah, not
too
even that,
long,
right?
Which is funny because Selena Kyle had her own episode earlier in the season. And she was better than Future Neva. And this episode, she was like the showcase.
Oh man, don't even get me started on
your favorite character, P1.
Oh my god. That bitch is horny in this show. That bitch was just dying for a kiss. I was just like, Jesus Christ. I swear to God, if they kiss, I'm turning this shit off. I kept saying that. Cause man, I was prepared. I was like, you know what? I liked last week's episode. I got on the grill upstairs. I turned on some hot links up there. I came back down. Man, I was like, let me put this show on, eat this right here, get my cranberry juice, some vodka real quick. I was like, oh, it's about to be good. And then, you know, 15 minutes of this shit, I was like, okay, is that supposed to be Harvey Dent? That is not fucking Harvey Dent.
But he was flipping a coin. It had to be Harvey.
He flipped that shit like 20 goddamn times. Whatever.
I love that line of dialogue. He's talking to that team. He's like, hey, heads or tails. You know, hey, let in my head. That's a sign from God. You know, it was a double-sided coin. What a fucking dick, man. What a dick.
When he did that shit and pointed to the sky, I was just like, oh, hell no. We ain't getting to no God.
Oh,
references.
Not that God shit. Yeah, fuck.
You know what should have happened when he pointed to the sky? You should have seen Superman's glowing red eyes and shit, man.
That's dumb music playing in the background.
I think it's like a sack full of coins just fell on his head.
You mean them coins that Bruce threw in Batman Forever?
I was gonna say, yeah.
I thought Tommy Lee Jones was the worst Two-Face.
But you remember the scene, the second scene where Harvey is in. He's sitting down talking to those, I guess those construction guys, whatever the hell those people were, whatever and shit. And then they got that shot of his hand just flipping the coin like for four times. I was just like, okay, I get it.
We fucking get it.
Don't need to see this man flipping this coin
when he was talking to Gordon and he had the projection and he was showing that bloody, all the stills. He was half in darkness and half in the light.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then his subtlety, calm, cool demeanor, and then when he just flipped out on that guy, and then how he just lied to Gordon and shit like that, I was like, I swear to God, if that's a setup just to call him Two-Face, I was just like,
man.
How well was that actor? Brilliant.
Plus that actor, he was just horrible in general. I didn't
like
care.
Clark Kent with the glasses off.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that more. You know what, I saw more as, Brandon Routh, I think, is playing him on there. The Atom.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looked more somewhere in that category, like some B-rated DC hero or something like that. He looked like a Booster Gold, some shit like that.
Booster Gold.
Like some Booster Gold.
He ain't no Harvey Dent. This Harvey Dent was worse than anything Tommy Lee Jones ever did. And that's saying a lot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't go that far.
That's probably not that bad.
I just watched that Batman Forever. Trust me, Wayne. It's worse. It's worse.
Okay, maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration.
But yeah, he was through that whole guy.
Bring back Billy Dee Williams, please.
Man,
And why is it? Okay, everyone calls me racist. Every single criminal they talk to in this show to get information is black. Every single one of them.
And then, did you guys get buys from Orange is the New Black crazy eyes of this nigga? How he kept looking up in the sky, twitching and shit. I was just like, man, who is this nigga trying to channel right now? Because I'm not buying it right.
He's crazy though. He's crazy.
Oh, he's not. And then that setup for Arkham too is just like, oh, he's not a bad guy. He just needs help. He's psychotic and crazy. I was just like, I remember before they even said Arkham, I was just like, man, is this supposed to be a setup for Arkham?
Yep.
And then sure enough, they show Arkham and all that. And I was just like, I'll be goddamn, man. I swear to
apparently, this show apparently was so all the inmates in Gotham, too, are crazy. Because how many busloads of fucking people do they drop off at Arkham? Half the prison?
They look like just inmates, dude. They were just dropping off.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy. I need to go to Arkham. All
right. Blackgate must be a crowded-ass fucking prison because there was like seven goddamn busloads
of inmates. Not anymore. There's going to be one security guard there and like one prisoner.
And I love it. The only guy that gets off that fucking bus was the black dude that they have as the so-called villain in this show and shit. You know, he can make a bomb out of tartar sauce and white rice, you know? Yeah, I was like, what?
I love to see that.
What was did anybody remember what the ingredients was when that black cop was talking to the female cop? And he was just like, he made a bomb out of, he said some shit. I was just like, I don't think you can make a bomb out of that, but alright. Okay.
I was like, vinegar.
Yeah, he said vinegar and ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, but you know what? Since CJ isn't here, Cody, would you like to walk us down what this episode was about?
Sure, I'll do that to the best of my ability. Okay, Harvey did. Okay, it starts off with the courthouse to start off with Harvey talking in front of the team.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know where the fuck this was. Just like, is this another part of Gotham we haven't explored yet? Because Harvey is now getting brought up. I mean, he's been a lawyer this long, or whatever. And he's just now getting brought up in this shit.
He's very busy flipping his coin. I reckon he worked for McDonald's.
Gordon meets up with him to.
He was flipping hamburgers his whole career, and then he decided he would become a lawyer. Or district attorney. That's when he started flipping coins.
Well, why is he South Korea?
That makes sense, huh?
You know, he's making falafel in Batman Begins for the
connection to food. There you go.
Swear to me.
Sorry, Cody, continue.
Okay. Fucking wait a minute.
Is that what I'm asking for you?
Anyway, he's trying to get the inside scoop on this Wayne Murder case, some more inside. So he gets the talent, if you will, of Harvey Dent on the case, and he also has his own shit going on in this episode, which really wasn't compelling at all. Anyway, he even had that little side plot in there. Anyway, we'll get into that. So he teams up with Mayor James, I forgot, what was that? Guest star Richard Kine, whatever. Then you also see Penguin trying to get inside information secrets, trying to sabotage South Tony.
So much shit going on.
I don't know if it's his mother figure or whatever. But yeah, he's trying to sabotage her, blackmail her. What is he trying to blackmail her? What is that all about? Exactly. Pretty much no.
You got more out of this show.
I'm trying to get a cohesive plot here, but I'm really... Like, I'm just kind of lost. Anyway, yeah. So then, also Gordon, he sends off Wayne and Kyle to Wayne Manor to stay there for the time.
Why?
To get more information on the Wayne murder case. I'm like, why? How much information can you get? You just saw him kill the parents. That's it.
Oh my god. Just listening to you remind me of all this shit. Make my brain just like God. Damn!
Good to wrap it up. It's also, that also deals with the repercussions of Gordon dealing with the love of his life, Barbara Gordon, being away from home.
Oh my god. Aww. Fuck, Cody, your summary, it was just like goddamn eight plots, man. I was like fucking eight plots in
But it's kind of impossible with this fucking episode, man. Seriously.
One-hour show, man, has like eight different things going on and shit. That's a goddamn shame, man. Usually, we like shit like that. You know, mo bang for your buck, you know, when you pay for shit in theaters like that. Give me everything you can, but, man, this show is just 5 minutes of this scene, 5 minutes. It's just cutscenes, man, of bullshit. And it goes fucking nowhere.
Only one of those spots are only halfway interesting, and something's totally wrong.
Yeah, it was flipping a coin, yeah.
Oh, I think the Bruce Wayne stuff was pretty interesting.
Oh, Jesus.
Why is it when he's trying to learn how to hold his breath, he's fully clothed? Why wouldn't you wear, like, swimmers or some shit?
Oh.
Why would you jump in a
pool? Jesus.
It just makes no sense fucking at all. And boxing.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say it straight ahead. I don't like this setup of Catwoman telling Bruce Wayne how Gotham is. I don't like that at all. I didn't like any bit of that at all, whatever. I don't like the fact that Selina Kyle was putting the moves on Bruce Wayne at this age or whatever. I didn't find any of this interesting at all, whatever. Now, I can separate from the original source material and stuff like that, but if you're gonna separate yourself from that, make it at least interesting, and I didn't find any of this shit interesting at all. I was just like, no. Wow, this is horrible, actually. I don't want Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne to know each other before they was fucking who they were as adults.
No, it is some corny, cheesy, sappy shit.
If you hit me with this piece of bread, you can kiss me. Really? Oh, okay. I was like, God.
The thing is, he hit it like 4 or 5 times. I'd be saying, hey, where the fuck's that kiss, you bitch? Come on, get your ass over it.
Pull your fucking pants down, bitch. Wow, didn't you get demanding all of a sudden? Whatever. Goddamn right. I would have seen it. I would have loved to see him pull a wad of cash out and been like, bitch, now take it off. Just take it off. Make a rain on that bitch.
Oh, no, that would be Alfred. I reckon Alfred would be a dirty old bastard.
Oh, the boxing scene too. The whole boxing.
That is start on that. Seriously.
Alfred, the new Ra's al Ghul.
Apparently in boxing, the only combination is jab, jab, straight. Jab, jab, straight. That's fucking all he taught him. How the hell is that going to teach him how to fight?
And the funny thing is about that too is every time he hit Bruce, he's just like, remember to keep ducking and dodging. I'm just like, how many times you didn't hit him upside the head, he still ain't learned to duck and dodge now? How many fucking times in a shot to the head does it take him to fucking know to move?
And also, what's up with terrorists? Is Bruce trying to take on it soon? Because this dude's doing a fucking Navy SEAL shit.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck? Oh. Seriously.
We're all over the place with this shit.
This episode was all over the place. This episode, as you said, had like 8 or 12 plots going at the same time and didn't finish or start any of them.
Yeah, you're right. It was all, I mean, this, a lot of the episodes of this season has been just all over the place. I think this one has to be the most that was just all really random and all over the place. Like, it literally was just scene after scene of shit. And then it got even weirder. It upped the game when you hold this, oh, I'll give you a kiss and blah, blah. It even got weirder when Penguin's ass come in, breaking into this bitch's house, stealing her clothes and shit.
Oh, he smelled them first.
And then here we go with that tone shit again. That fucking music.
Oh, yeah. The tone, yes. The fucking music, dude. The music in this show was fucking horrible. I was like, okay. You know, I had my TV with the surround sound up to like fucking 50 blasting it. And I was just like, wow. I guess with it blast, you can hear every goddamn thing in the background that's going on and shit. It's like, this fucking music is horrible.
Oh, no, and the other thing, you might not have noticed this. The police department, okay? The GCPD, whatever the fuck they're called. When those Russian guys attacked the van, every one of them just got shot. No one actually thought about, and they opened the door to the van, and the bloody security guard doesn't even bother using the bloody, bomb maker or whatever his name, as a shield. He just stands right there and gets shot. They are complete fucking idiots, the whole bloody police department in this show. Fucking hate them.
We've been saying that for 9 episodes now. Yeah, what the fuck is GCPD there for? They're just background filler now.
It's not even just him. It's also the goddamn just regular security guards too. In the beginning of the episode, some random dude drops off that in a little gift basket.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, look at this. Oh, what could this be? Oh, does it have a name on it? I guess we could just take it.
Oh, I'm just gonna eat this shit.
I forgot about that.
What was that security system at? It looked like some abandoned warehouse where he was delivering that shit at. And I was just like, what? Okay, they give it a gift back. And then where do all these security guards come from? Why is it that many security guards for this shit anyway?
Are they on a break or some shit? I wonder if they're in a tight confined room. What the fuck?
How convenient is that for them to deliver a bomb and all the security fucking guards are in the same room at the same time?
I forgot about that. That was,
Jesus Christ, man. This episode hit every goddamn cliche and stuff we talk about. The coincidences, the goofiness, the silly. You know what? They did, I'll give them credit on one thing. They actually gave Riddler credit by saying thank you, Enigma. I was just like, oh, isn't that nice? Still fuck him, though. Why are they doing this to Edward Enigma?
Why? They're giving him this, the lamest fucking material. Oh, you guys play video games?
Yeah. Like, seriously, you're right. They're giving him the lamest fucking material to work with, and they just have him pop up out of nowhere just to deliver that lame shit. And then, I swear to God, you say, once again, Cody, I gotta quote you once again, tone, man. Every time he comes in, the tone shift, it just feels dramatically changed. And it comes out of nowhere, too. He's just like you said, you guys play video games? These motherfuckers talking about a bomb threat or whatever. You guys play video games? You play video games? Okay, well, let me tell you about this game I was playing. It's like puzzles, you know, and stuff. But I'm just like, why are they doing this to Riddler? Like, why? I don't think we ever going to get a good live-action Riddler. I think Jim Carrey, I said this in a Batman Forever review, Jim Carrey really fucked up the Riddlers from now on or whatever, because ever since his ass, every live adaptation or almost any adaptation from like Brave and the Bold and all shit, Riddler is just a fucking joke now.
Unless you got the Arkham guy.
God damn it. God damn it.
The Arkham guy I don't consider
him an Arkham guy because he just pisses me off in those games. Pisses me off. All these fucking riddles and shit.
He did say live action, so the Arkham games don't count. So.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about them games with Riddler. I don't even play his fucking parts because them shits are fucking... Fuck you. Keep seeing his ass on screen and shit talking about, Cape Crusade. Like, you son of a bitch, you. Those are the only parts that piss me off of them games. It's just like, God damn, man. Oh, man, but I feel bad for Riddler. We ain't never going to get a fucking good adaptation of Riddler, are we?
Nope. Not anytime soon, at least.
Yeah, when I'm fucking old and don't give a shit no more. That's when we gonna get it.
I'm gonna remember what Batman was.
Be sitting in my wheelchair talking about, Cody, you wanna race?
That's alright, because by the time Bruce Wayne's Batman in this world, Riddle will be old and dead anyway.
Oh man, by the time Bruce Wayne becomes Batman, he'll be fucking dead because of his fucking weak ass training.
The boxing! All he needs, boxing.
I'm teaching myself how to conquer fear by drowning myself. What the fuck? What in the fuck, man?
We got some big things to look forward to, like the Graysons coming into it.
Oh, you saw that link I sent you?
I fucking just saw the Graysons and went, fuck this. Done.
Did you hear about that, Cody?
Yeah. I just hope when we get a shot of the inside of the house and I have like pet robins flying everywhere. I swear to God, they do some shit like that.
Hey, I called it though. I remember the first time I called it. I can't remember if it was Wayne or CJ that said, no, they can't do that because Robin wasn't even born yet, but hey, sure enough, look like that Robin.
Oh, but they can bring his parents into it.
Oh my God, we're gonna see them give birth to Dick Grayson. Watch. Can we talk about Selena Kyle now? Can we please talk about Selena?
Do we have to?
Oh God.
I'm calling now. I hate Batman Returns Catwoman, but I think I hate this bitch more. I can't stand this bitch.
Man, you wanna talk about subtlety, man. The only thing she drinks is fucking milk.
Oh, did you see that? Okay, yes.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Really? Okay, the kind of thing I can let that slide, but she drinking only milk?
I'm glad you caught that. She goes up in the house, folks. I'm hungry. And then she just walks off to go to the refrigerator. She comes out with a big ass drop off at the beginning of your doorstep glass of milk. Like one of them big ass milk truck delivery glasses. I was just like, okay, in the first episode, she was stealing milk and feeding it to cats and drinking herself. Now she fucking drinking.
Yeah, you watch the next episode.
That rich ass house, and she gets a fuck.
Yeah, you watch in the next episode. She would take a like big shit or a piss in a fucking bunch of cat litter or something. You watch it happen. It'll happen.
Bruce is going to be like, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. Okay, another thing, too, your subtlety. When she said, if you can hit me with this, I'll let you kiss me. Did you see the poses she was doing?
Oh, yeah.
Getting on all fours, shit, posed like a cat. I was just like, please stop this bitch. Please, just stop.
People call her cat, of course. She has to act like a cat.
Oh, what fucking ever, man. Shit. Oh, I live on the street, yet I'm the cleanest bitch you'll ever meet.
Yeah, this show is really getting bad. It's still funny, though.
God. That bitch right? Hits the cat. We got a hipster cat woman. I hate that bitch. I hate that bitch with a fucking passion. I fucking hate her. I hope she just passes something like that. That little cunt got to go.
Maybe Alfred should just take her to the vet to be neutered or something. Or faded.
When he saw them throwing bread, I wish he would have just came in and said, what the bloody hell are you
what
doing?
The fuck
I,
you
it
doing
took me 2 hours
house,
to make that
you little
bread.
Bastard.
You little bitch. Oh. It was
fucking head
that ending. Oh my god.
Oh boy. I wanted to say that for the ending, okay? So we can get into it now.
Dude, we can say, well, Wayne, Cody, do you got anything else before we get in that ending? I mean, what else would happen in this show? I guess the.
I guess we can't really talk about the villain yet, you know, because he wasn't much of a villain, so.
Apparently there's a so called bomb villain or whatever and shit. Okay. They set him up to be a villain. Even when they set up, like, he can make a bomb out of anything, and he has the matches in his hand, I'm thinking, like, oh, shit, he about to make a bomb out of these matches or something like that. Cop takes his fucking handcuffs off. This nigga made a flower out of him and shit. I'm just like, okay. He made a fucking flower out of matches. Okay. All right. Maybe he'll pick up. Oh, okay, he's just an innocent bystander in the middle of it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like how no one notices him spit that in his, like out of his mouth into his hand too before they put the gloves on. Yeah. No one sees.
Nobody
him.
Knows. That's right.
No one checked his mouth.
Like they don't
directly at him with the handcuffs in front of his head.
Like they don't fucking check you and give you a cavity search before you leave the fucking prison. Okay, yeah. He's the worst fucking cops ever. All they need to do is shoot a nigga up in here, and they'll be the worst fucking cops in here.
Jesus.
I guess we've got to talk about that ending too, which I've actually blanked out. I can't even remember how the show ended.
We got to talk about what's his name? Fish Mooney too.
Oh fuck her! No, we don't.
The useless fucking.
I hate her. I hate her character.
She did not need to be here this week.
No, she doesn't. And you know who else didn't need to be here this week? Penguin. Need to be here. I'm tired of seeing him go to Fish Mooney and shit. Like she told him, what do you like pain or something like that? Like this ain't even funny no more. Like he is treading on water. He's like Jesse Pinkman at this point. He's just treading death every time you see him on screen. It's just like I'm shocked someone has not shot your ass by now.
Give it time.
I sneaked into that woman's house to smell her clothes and shit. Just go back in and confront her anyway. So like, what's the fucking point?
Oh, thank you. You know what's funny about that? He outran her. I fucking find that highly.
Hey, penguins
he
run fast.
Foot stomping the ground.
Penguins can run very fast, my friend. You ever tried chasing
that
a big penguin?
Ass foot? That big ass foot he was dragging up them stairs. Come on now, she had to hear that shit.
Haven't you ever watched Happy Feet? They move really quick.
You guys realize what's going on here, right? Who we haven't talked about yet?
What is going on? What, please?
We haven't even talked about Gordon yet.
Oh.
He's in the background yet again.
And once again, okay, I don't know what it is about this actor. He needs to stop making these fucked up looking facial reactions, man. that whole time he was in the police station talking to his boss or whatever she supposed to be and shit, he was just making some of the weirdest faces. I was just like looking at him, I was just like, dude, man, I can't tell if you confused or you just like literally don't know what's supposed to be going on. Like he had this look on his face like he was trying to remember his lines.
That's true.
Well, maybe he's just actually reading the dialogue, realizing he has to actually say this shit. And he's just confused.
Oh, there was a teleprompter? You tell me about the teleprompter?
Maybe.
He was squinting his eyes to see that teleprompter and shit?
He's like saying, Gary Oldman never would have said this shit.
And they didn't get bullied.
Oh, Bullock, there's someone who didn't, Bullock did not need to be in this episode at all.
They didn't give a goddamn thing to do in this episode. And it's a shame because he's been one of the better things of the season so far, at least going on and shit like that. But they stuck his ass in the background, gave him nothing to do, and then they crowbarred this bullshit ass, this stupid ass. I mean, this is the only thing Jim Gordon has going for him in this show. This stupid ass thing they ended the show with last week of this fucking letter that his stupid bitch wife left to add that stupid point in this fucking show. It bothered the fuck out of me. I was like, ugh.
Man, that is probably, I think that's just about the worst thing you can end on. I think it's just about the worst thing you can end on.
You know what, Wayne? I guess Luke got his wish. We finally saw Sex in the City at the end of this fucking show.
Oh, no,
show.
But here's the thing. When they can have two attractive women in bed together and make you bored and confused, that's the problem. Because I wasn't watching that going, oh, this is attractive. I was going, this is just fucking stupid. And then turned the TV off and walked out.
I said the same shit because I remember, you know, that was one of those endings where, you know, usually the audience go like for a Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, Game of Thrones. That's that point where you go like, ooh, this is the only time I've ever saw something like this and we went just like, okay.
I can tell you, this is how I saw that ending, right? I'm watching it 2 a.m. in the morning last night. That scene happened. My exact words were, oh, fuck off. And then I turned the TV off and left. That was how I ended Gotham. Stupid.
That's about right.
I took my hands and rubbed them on my head and was just like, God damn, dude. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like you said, Wayne, they had a fucking... Okay, people set this up, whatever. Jim Gordon calls Barbara at the end of this, and then I guess we hear her on voicemail mail or something like that, and we see Barbara in bed. I mean, this is an old cliche moment here. We've seen this in multiple movies and shit like that. Obviously, you know somebody else is in bed with her and shit like that. But you don't know who.
Should have been Falcone.
Obviously, you know what? I was wishing it was Falcone to just turn around and been like, yeah, or Zazz. It would have been better if it was Zazz.
Bullock.
Bullock.
There's a twist for you.
Oh no, Toya's partner, the black guy.
Yeah, no, he was at the end of the bed.
But she. He was at the end of the bed. I wish a Smurf would have just came out of her ass. It would have made it more interesting or some shit like that.
That Catwoman should have been sitting on top of the bed.
Oh, okay. Go back to that. Catwoman giving that bullshit-ass sketch to that dude that apparently shot the parent. I mean, the Bruce's parents or something like that. Oh, apparently we just lost Cody.
Oh, God, no.
You know what? He probably just said, I can't take no more of this Gotham shit.
He's like, I'm done with this shit.
he said, I can't take this shit no more. He said, I'm done with this fucking, he's like, Gotham. Cody was like, fuck Gotham. He left us.
There we go. Jesus.
Oh, he came back. He had a life revelation. He was just like, you know what? I'm almost finished with this.
That big reveal at the end just, it confused him too much, that big reveal.
Yeah. Just threw me and my goddamn Skype off.
Yeah. So obviously she turns around and then we see this bitch Montoya in the bed and they just start kissing and then the show ends and it in big bold letters, Gotham. And they play that crappy ass theme song. You just like
what theme song?
You don't know that crappy theme song that they always play at the beginning when the title comes
on? That's like two notes of music. Do, 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 do. Done.
That little piano drum noise.
Theme song.
That book. I love it, because that scene is supposed to be set to be intense and shit like that. And then it cuts off quick. It cuts off quick and then plays that fucking note. He's just like, okay. Man, that, I don't know what it is about this show. You guys caught me on this earlier too, when Jada Pinkett made out with that chick or whatever, and that was the only time I never got interested in a chick. This show with two lesbian chicks, for some reason, is just not hitting me, and you know that's a problem.
Oh, it's, it's not like they're ugly. They're attractive women, and when you don't give a shit, it's making you think, what the hell's wrong with me? Have I lost my manhood or some shit? Has this show actually sucked that away?
Well, then I guess all three of us lost. Yeah. I guess all three of us lost our manhood because
we
had three different locations across the world.
You know, I just realized in this whole world of Gotham, all of them, they're all gay. Okay? Bruce Wayne wanted to make out with Catwoman. He didn't. Falcone has a hot bitch that he thinks is his mother. And then you get like the Penguin who either had some attraction to Fish Mooney but just wants to fuck around with her but does nothing. And then you get two, you got some attraction to his wife as well. They're all gay.
Penguin has attraction to his mother. What are you talking about? Penguin's fucking his mother. You remember when she gave him a bath?
I'm telling you what, go through this whole season. Yeah, exactly. Go through this whole season. There's not one instant you see a man making out with a woman besides Barbara and Gordon, who now you find out she's a lesbian anyway. So I'm convinced the whole Gotham are full of gay people, lesbian and straight and gay men.
Well, I was going to tell you, have you ever seen Gordon and Barbara kiss? Now that you bring that up, though?
Very first episode, I think. That was really it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've never seen them two intimate together. None of that actually has you bring
that up. They're all gay.
Gordon, every time he's with her, he always has a confused look on her face, on his face, and she always has this look on her face like she's just anxious to say something or something like that.
Okay, you go through the villains too. All right, you had Wesley Snipes killing people with a long pointed pipe, which symbolizes a penis. Okay, and then you get the blue man who I don't know what that's meant to symbolize, but it's something to do with the uplifting
rainbow, rainbow balloon.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then you had the guy last week who was into bondage with masks and cages. So this whole episode is about weird sex acts, I'm sure of it.
Oh, so Gotham's not dangerous. It's just horny and freaky.
Yeah, pretty much. You know why?
Yeah, because we learned that from Catwoman.
You need to put a good brothel there and then you're solved. Everything's taken care of. All the crime, and that's why Bruce Wayne was killed. Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne were killed. It was just for sex.
But... isn't that what Fish Mooney's place is? It's a fucking whorehouse, isn't it?
Like, what channel is this?
Fox News, Fox Channel. I don't think they're gonna play any kind of damn titties anymore or whatever.
It's just a nightclub, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a nightclub where it's never packed. It's only been packed one time, and that was when Fish Mooney lost her shit with Falcone.
Yeah, this show just doesn't make sense. I've given up on logic on it, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's funny how liking last week's episode and then hating this one can make you just like, you know what, I've given up with this show. I don't give a fuck. Like, this episode left me emotionless. I just like had no beat for words, whatever.
I was confused.
Every time.
Okay, you find Interstellar confusing. Okay. I find two lesbians in a bed making out more confusing than Interstellar. Okay, so it's more weird.
And you spent this whole episode talking about how hot fucking Barbara Gordon is and shit, and yet she's had a makeout scene with another hot chick, and yet you didn't get a boner from it.
No, I did not care. Didn't care.
Damn, three men, two hot chicks, making out, no boners. Thumbs wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, big issue.
Something is horribly wrong.
That'll be the next episode title, I bet you. Three men and a boner.
Nope. No, three men and a boner. Hey, like this show, the three of us, zero fucks were given in that sex scene, okay? That was the most weak.
Let's flip a coin to see if this episode's good. Heads, it's shit, and tails, it's good. Oh, wait, look, it's heads. What a surprise.
I'm not flipping no fucking coin ever again after watching this show. You know what? Hey, by all means, Aaron Eckhart, greatest fucking Tuesday ever seen live.
Easily. I mean,
fucking easily.
What competition does he have besides the animated series? Fucking none.
You know what, Cody? We talked about this on a Movie Spoilers episode. I gotta go back and even defend him even more now, whatever. That man did not get enough credit for Dark Knight. Now, this shit. After this Harvey Dent and Tommy Lee Jones, this is some bullshit that that man got overlooked. Tommy Lee Jones don't get overlooked. This nigga don't get a look, but Aaron Eckhart get overlooked. That's some bullshit for your ass right there. Oh my God. I fucking hated Harvey Dent. This, I was just like, Jesus Christ. I was getting those. I mean, he ain't up there with Tommy Lee Jones, but he's damn near pushing buttons. I mean,
You know what? The thing that convinced me he was almost as bad was when he lost his temper, just for no reason at all. I'm like, okay.
It was just bad too. Yeah. It was acting on the wall. It was bad or whatever. You know what? He has potential of being on Tommy Lee Jones. The longer this show goes on, the more episodes he appears on.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see more Harvey Dent.
And what was up with his plan? Talking about, this guy, he's got his hands. It's like, that guy looked innocent as fuck. I was just like, man, you ain't getting shit from this dude. Like, what? Are they already trying to set up in this show that he's already a bad guy, Harvey Dent?
No, he's going to be two-facing people. You watch.
Oh my God, okay. Fuck this show. Fuck this show. You know, the funniest thing about this show, the most subtle goddamn thing about this show was literally fucking Alfred.
He was the best thing from it.
He's been in this whole show out there more than anybody, and he's the most subtle thing about this whole fucking episode.
I was gonna say, from last week, he was my most hated character, to this week, the best. What is wrong with this show?
Oh man, this show is a breakthrough, gentlemen. A breakthrough.
Hey, it does have consistency. We all still hate Catwoman.
That was true.
Well, you know what? You know who we didn't talk about this episode? Bruce Wayne, though.
Fuck him. Yeah, Bruce Wayne. He's some kid who wants to be Bruce Wayne.
I don't like this. I don't like where this Bruce Wayne is going at all. I don't get this whole Bruce Wayne. Why is he still talking to Alfred like shit?
Because he can. He's employed. He has no choice.
The thing is, okay, last week, Alfred stuck up for him.
Yeah, Alfred stuck up for him. Alfred eventually quit and he'll end up hiring Forrest Whitaker to replace him as his butler.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, he's going to get Cuba Gooding Jr. What are you talking about? He's in that movie, too. Albert stuck up for him, put his neck out there for him, and wasting his time training him and shit like that. And Albert, what I say goes, you need to listen to me. I'm just like, damn, dude, is Alfred your fucking... Their relationship is just all over the fucking place in this show, man.
Oh, it is.
Oh, something all over the place in this show. What do you know?
Yeah, what do you know? The more you know.
And I swear, is it just me, or does Alfred wear makeup? Every time I look at him, it looks like he's got lipstick and, like, fucking eyeliner on and all this shit. He looks, I don't know, I think he's a bit of a cross-dresser. You look at him really carefully.
He's the Joker.
He's the Joker. Oh, don't. No. He just doesn't know it.
Oh, and Wayne, I must say, did you notice about Alfred this episode? We finally found out what nationality he is. He's Australian because he said oi.
We do not say oi. He is not Australian. Certainly not. If he was, he'd be kicking Catwoman out of the house and beating the shit out of Bruce every time he could see him.
That motherfucker said oi twice. He's like, oi. I was like, what did he just say?
Oi.
I was like, oh,
you
man,
know
I know Wayne's going to love
fuck
that.
Alfred. I hated him in this episode.
Yeah, can we just... Can we, bullshit. That's what I'm giving.
It is a bullshit. I agree with Bruce Wayne. Drown yourself in a pool before you watch this shit.
Yeah. I give it zero fucking stars, man. Zero fucking I didn't enjoy a damn thing about this episode.
The more I talk about it, the more I enjoy it.
There was shit in this episode.
What was that, Cody?
I was going to say, yeah, this is... I can't believe it. This fucking ending. I can't believe it. Like, seriously, this is one of the worst endings I've ever seen. Ever. And I can't believe I'm saying that, because it's two hot chicks making out. It's just completely asinine. That would even make such a statement, but damn. If this show didn't do it, man.
I was going to say, that title card at the end with the music hit in the background, that didn't get you? that didn't win you over? I can't believe that didn't win you over. Come on, that was great. The coin didn't win you over?
Didn't do it this time. Didn't do it this time.
Oh, okay. The coin didn't win you over?
Yes, the fucking dude.
Yes, somebody hot fucking. Yes. How about you, Wayne? What's your final thoughts, man?
Oh, final thought. Look, the most entertaining part of this episode is us talking about it now, because you can actually look back and laugh at it. But when you're watching it for the first time, you're just confused. And it's like, this show is just horrible. But then you talk about it and you realize how hilarious. It's a comedy. There's no doubt it's written as a comedy. And I'm convinced of that. I just would have liked to have seen
But you know what? I will say, there is progression in this show. There's progression, Wayne. Cody.
Yeah,
there's a lot of progression. I saw it in here.
Tell me more.
Penguin. He went from eating food to sniffing bitches now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, progression.
Character
development. No, yes. Wrong, P1. You know what he was smelling?
Oh.
He was smelling the food that Catwoman and Bruce Wayne were throwing around Wayne Manor. That's what he could sense. He could smell that food. I just can't wait to see the next thing.
Oh, wait.
Walks in and goes, what the fuck is all this?
Wait. I got something to twist that now. How about this? Put this one on your ass, Cody. The character shifts right here. We started off with Penguin wanting the food. Now it's Bruce and Catwoman.
Ooh.
Hey, think about that now.
Now the show is going places.
You know what? I think we're looking at this far too much.
That's all they talked about at Wayne Manor was, where's breakfast? When are we going to eat? Where's food? Let's throw some bread. That's all they talked about. Hey, so character shifts here, man. Penguin.
The fucking hobbits from bloody Lord of the Rings. When's second breakfast? When's third breakfast? Oh, fuck off, Catwoman. Kick her out of the house.
You fucking greedy bitch.
And the thing is, they said, oh, you didn't bring much with you. You haven't got many clothes. She didn't bring fucking anything with her.
but you know what's funny about that? Is he said, oh, you didn't bring anything with you. I know that you're homeless or you live on the street. What the fuck did you expect her to fucking bring then? Jesus Christ, man. They made Bruce Wayne a fucking moron.
He is. I don't like Bruce Wayne at all. He should be troubled. He's not troubled. He's just, I don't know, an idiot.
They're jumping too fastly into this Batman shit, man. They're jumping way too fast into this trying to develop this guy's Batman.
Way too fucking fast.
Like Wayne said earlier in this season, whatever shit, this kid should be still grieving. We should barely even be seeing him in these episodes. We shouldn't see him at all. And every time we do see him, if they do appear him in an episode, it should be just him grieving about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And totally agree, 100%. He should be angry until bitter,
he decides to
evil.
Run away. Yeah, fuck this episode.
Completely fuck it. Fuck it long. Fuck it hard. Fuck it forever. God knows why it was 22 episodes of this shit, but apparently there will be.
Jesus Christ, man. Well, let's just say this. One of the worst episodes. Can it get worse than this?
Oh, I bet it can.
Never say never.
Say no, because it can.
Yeah.
Never say never.
Yeah, they might come up with some most stupid-ass racist mask characters or some balloon... the Balloon Brother or some shit like that.
I'll be shocked if we get a worse ending this season. I'll be shocked.
You know what? No, it ain't just the worst ending of this TV show. It's the worst ending of this year. I think it's the worst ending I've ever seen.
I think you're about right, yeah.
It's one of the worst endings I've ever seen. Beyond, yeah. I'm like, wow. I want to apologize to Nolan for Interstellar now. I know what this fucking ending was and shit.
Yeah, if Matthew McConaughey saw that from a bookshelf, I bet he'd be less. Well, he'd probably want the world to end, I think.
Even Matthew McConaughey would be like, well, damn, even my homie ass don't find this attractive. All right, all right, all right.
I ain't tapping in these books.
He gonna be shouting through the bookcase, put your goddamn clothes back on, bitches. Come on now.
He'd be pushing out good scripts instead of books. Yeah, make this.
He's gonna be throwing pages at them talking about maybe you can find a fucking script with these pages I'm throwing at your ass. Shit. Fucking pull a Nicolas Cage on you people. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Fuck this show. But people, I guess that is it, right?
That is it.
Yep. I should wrap it up.
And that's been another edition of the recap, man. Oh God, I'm not looking forward to next week.
I can't wait. Give me more Harvey Dent.
Oh no, I don't want to see a coin for the rest of the week. Okay.
Yes, people. I guess that makes the end of it. And I'm Wayne. I know that much. I might not be any more after seeing this shit.
I hope we left the before this episode. Three different people now.
It confuses you.
Yeah, I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And I guess we will be back next week for another Gotham recap.
No, we'll flip a coin first. We'll flip a coin first. Shit, it's dead. Fuck, we've got to come back.
I'm really getting chilled. Fuck this.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not touching no coin, Wayne. Goddamn.
All right, well, take it in turns. I'll flip a coin, you drown yourself into a pool, and Cody, you fight for some food over some catwoman over there, right?
Oh, Jesus.
I wish a bitch would tell me you hit me with this and I'll give you a kiss. I'd be like, bitch, okay.
Throw the table at her.
Wait till she go to sleep and just gag that bitch with a fucking dick right now.
There will be light. There will be light. Brooks. Ha 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 ha!